year is being dedicated for now, ongoing, we'll say it at the beginning of each week, the Refuah Shlema of Arya Yosef ben Devorah Hinda. So we brought down last time in the end of Perek Ches that he says, he's not particularly thinking what he's doing, but he's not either thinking, you know, to do something different. But if he's doing it specifically for the purpose of kavod, that already is not counted. So in other words, when someone's doing it for kavod, that is not actually, you're not supposed to be doing that shelo lishma. That's worse. Okay? Now, let's say the Yetzer Hara is very strong, not to learn. And if he wants to learn lishma, lo yochol lamoid b'milchames hayetzer, he won't be able to be oimid in the milchames hayetzer. Azay yaschil lulmoid af shaloi lishma. Then he will try to learn. He should learn shaloi lishma. Mitoch shaloi lishma yavul lishma. So again, if the reason why the shaloi lishma is because this is the way in, this is the way in the door. I can't fight the yetzer hara. Then you're allowed. There's a goin that's actually brought down in the Sefer Ma'alos HaTorah. Ma'alos HaTorah is a Sefer written by the brother of the Goyim. So the brother of the Goyim brings down from his brother, the Vilna Goyim, a Gevaldik HaPshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that in Tofsecha Yetzahar, what's it called? Rosha, Menuvel Zed, that's Rosha. If this Menuvel, the Yetzahara, grabs you, what's the best way to get rid of the Yetzahara? Mashcheyu Lebeis HaMedrash. Go into the Beis HaMedrash and learn. By learning, you'll be able to shake off the Yetzer Hara. So Frek the Goyin, why does it say, Mashcheihu LeBeis HaMedrash? Bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. You should say, leave him outside and you go to the Beis HaMedrash. It almost sounds as though that there is a Mila. It almost sounds as though there's a Mila bringing the Yetzer Hara into the Beis HaMedrash. Like it says, Mashcheu the Beis HaMedrash. Why should you bring the Yitzhar to the Beis HaMedrash? It says the Goyim. Because we're talking about a guy that he has this Yitzhar, and there's no way he could shake that Yitzhar. The Yitzhar is for COVID. The Yitzhar is he wants to make it big. He says, you know what? Come, in the Beis HaMedrash, I'll make it big. I'll make it big for you in the Beis HaMedrash. Well, come, let's go. We'll show everyone we're the best in learning. And eventually, that will break down the Yitzhar. That's what he says. He says, sometimes you have to give the Yitzhar what he wants in the Beis HaMedrash. So he says that's pshat mashcheyu lebeis hamedrash. Now, lemaisa is that the Torah is going to eventually change the person. Now, there's a gevaldika piece from the Meshech Chochma. I think I've said it before, but even if I've said it before, I could say it again because it's an amazing piece. The Gemara says that if a person learned. Call me Shalaylin, Shalay Lishma. If you learn Shalay Lishma, so it says two Lashans in the world. One Lashan says, Haifchin Shal Yasay Al Panov. Like even as a child born, we destroy him. Okay, and the other Lashan is that Noyach Le Shalay Nivra. It would be better had he never been born. So the Meshech Chochma asks, well, it's so bad? So bad? Learning Shalay Lishma is better than you never born? So he says, what type of shaloi lishma we're talking? We're talking about a shaloi lishma, which is not going to change the person. Because a regular shaloi lishma is not so bad, because shaloi lishma is there to change you into a better person. Every step you take, you're getting better and better. So what type of shaloi lishma are we talking about? So he says, we must be talking about a shaloi lishma. We must be talking about a shaloi lishma, which the guy has no intention of getting better. This is where I am. I'm ready. This is great. And I'm not going to let the Torah change me over. I'm not going to let the Torah have an impact on who I am. He says, what's the purpose of Torah? He says, every baby inside the womb of the mother is taught the whole Torah. Then he forgets it and comes back into the world to relearn. So what was the point? He said, the point obviously is that it's one thing to know Torah, but it's another thing to go through the process of the learning itself. Like we learned last time, the person has to be satisfied with the learning itself, not just only that to get the accomplishment. The learning itself, the process itself is important. So says the Goyin, unbelievable. It says the Meshech Chochma. So he says, look, this guy, why is he learning? He doesn't want to change. The process is what changes the person. Breaking, working, trying to understand things better, realizing them, going through the process changes a person. So that's why Hashem wants you to go through the process. So this guy doesn't want to go through the process. He wants to stay the same Rasha, the same bad guy he was the whole time. So what's he learning for? Well, I know why he's learning. He's learning just to get the knowledge, but not that he values the process of the learning. Not that he values the etzem maisa of learning. He just wants the knowledge. So that guy, he didn't have to be born. He had that knowledge in his mother's womb. That's what it means. It means is that the guy that's learning without trying to change himself, the guy that's learning without trying to allow the process of learning to have an impact on him, he said the kid inside the womb is better than you. Because the kid inside the womb is a big Talmud Chacham. He knows everything. What's better about a person once they're born is that they can go through the process. Oh, but this guy's not going through the process anyway. So it's not a cholesterol never. Better that he would have stayed in the womb. He would have known for the knowledge, you could have stayed in the womb for that price. It's a great, great shot. Okay? So the Goyin says further, a little bit of Lishma is better than a lot of Shalom Lishma. Okay, now, if anyone was in yeshiva, they may be familiar that a typical Seder in the yeshiva of learning, a typical Seder limud in the yeshiva is 3 hours. Right? 9 to 12, and then you have a shir, and then lunch, and then you go 3 to 6. Seder is generally 3 hours. So is there a reason why in yeshivas, the Seder is about 3 hours, and there's never shorter than 3 hours? Sometimes it's 4, 3.5, in Lakewood Yeshiva, it's like 4.5 or something. But like it's like 3 hours is a typical Seder in yeshiva. Well, so Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that if a person learns for 3 hours straight, Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, if a person learns for 3 hours straight, it will for sure come at least a few moments in that 3 hours that he hit the level of Lishma. That's what he says. He said, a person can get so into something that he's, you know, I'm doing this for the COVID. I'm doing it, but you know what? Once you're in it, you start forgetting about your COVID. And there's a few moments there, you're actually just trying to understand it for the sake of understanding it. Even if no one's going to ask you the pshat, no one's going to ever find out about it. And you're never going to print it. I know you're not going to write it down. You're just working to get the pshat. And you want to understand it a little bit better. You've hit a point of Lishma. And if a person is learning for 3 hours, they get to Lishma. That's why the Siddurim and Yeshiva are 3 hours. That I made up, but that I heard from our yeshiva. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner says this thing with the 3 hours. Okay, now that means a person, we are all able to hit a darga of Lishma. Okay, so that's interesting. Now, so now the Goyin here. Goes on to say that there are 4 reasons why a person would learn Shalei Lishma. There are 4 potential Shalei Lishmas. One Shalei Lishma is that Hashem Yisbarach should give him life. Look, Hashem, you're giving me life, and I'm using it to learn. I'm doing it to mitzvahs. Give me more. So it's a little bit selfish. It's not just for the same shame sake of the Ratzon Hashem. The second one, Sheyiyalei Gedula. I want to be able to be a chashuv person. 3, Lisyar, I want to be for Gaiva. And 4 is so I could put everyone else down. I want to be greater than other people so I can look down and say, ha, I look at my Esther, it's better than yours. Ha ha, I do think I'm a chosh of a person, you're not. So he said the 4th level, Harishina, the fourth level, you're not allowed to do even at the beginning of your learning. You can't be doing it for a negative reason that's there to help counter to hurt other people. That's out. That's, you don't even say mitoch shalosh bolishma. That's out. You can't do that. So, and the first one he says, that's not even bad at all. You're doing it to get life, but your life is to serve Hashem. So you're doing it to constantly be in a process of avodas Hashem. That's okay. And that's why it says, "Ha'imer selazu tzedaka b'shul sheyichya b'ni." It's a gemara. If you give a tzedaka amenas for the purpose of sheyichya b'ni, that my son should have a long life, u'b'shul she'eska bo l'chaya olam haba, and I should get my olam haba, harez it's the gemara, because it's the opposite. Because you want to get more connection to Hashem. There's no problem with that. So that's interesting. So he says a person does a mitzvah to get her for shleima. A person does a mitzvah for someone else to get her for shleima. A person does a mitzvah even to get her on a ba. There's no problem with that. Okay? Now, the Goyin then goes on to bring the Mishnah of Al Tiyu Ka'avodim Habisham Shemin Esarav. I'm going to ask the Kabbalah Pras. Now, I don't have time. Yeah, there's a long beer on this. So we're not going to get into the Goyin's Pshat. But I want to remind everyone of a Prime Elojana's Pshat in that. This is a Prime Elojana problem we learned together in the Shema 2 years ago at this point, or a year and a half ago, at least. So Prime Elojana said an amazing Pshat in this Mishnah. He says a Pras, if you learn Shas, Erevin, and other places, a Pras is that which a person takes with them. You ever have a bris, and in Lakewood, everyone's always in a rush to get to yeshiva in the morning or whatever. So every bris they have next to the bagels, foil. Seriously. So you have a bagel, put your bagel, tuna, listen to the guys on Torah, pack it up and go. So so a pras is when you do that, is when you take it to go. So Chavaloshner's mashal is like this. He says there was a poor guy that was once invited to be in the presence of the king, to come to the royal dinner. Okay, so there's a lot of chashuvim there, and then there's this guy who's a pauper. So he says, what's the difference between the pauper and the rest of the people? So it's very simple. The rest of the people can't even pay attention to the food there. They're so busy trying to appreciate being in the presence. We're at a dinner with the king. This is unbelievable. So they're at a dinner with the king. In front of the king, you can't really eat. It's not like, you know, the king is sitting there, you know, expressing his opinions about worldly matters, and you're like, hey, you know, by the way, pass the pickles. It doesn't really go. So everyone's just like this delicious food out there. You're not really eating. You're enjoying the presence of the. You're just like, wow, this is my opportunity to. I'll get my corned beef sandwich later. The pauper's sitting there. It's like this is getting really annoying. No one's eating. He goes over to the. He goes over to the shaman. She's like, listen, buddy, there's a lot of food here. You just pack it up for me to go. I want to eat. So he says, he's missing the point. It's not just I'm doing it. So he says, when a person says, I'm a nasa kabel pras, it's not that it's so bad to get schar. Okay, if your schar is that you're in the presence of Hashem, that's fine. But if schar is because you want to get takeout, because you want to just chop it around, you want to get it, you're missing the point. The point of the schar is to be in the presence of the king. That's why it says, I'm a nasa kabel pras. It doesn't say, I'm a nasa kabel schar. The pras is this, you're taking it to go. That's the problem. You have to appreciate the pres being in the presence of the melech. And if you're doing it, I'm nasakav a pras, that means you want to divorce it from the king. You just want to get your pras and go. You can't do a mitzvah because I want to get rewarded. So now I have some extra, you know, okay, king, thanks. I got that check in the mail. No, I'm doing it. You want to do it for schar? Okay, the schar is to be with Hashem and Olam Haba. That's okay. You're doing it for a pras, that's not good. That's very meduktik, the lashon of the Mishnah. That's what Chaim Lashon Rachaim says, pshat of the Mishnah. And tomorrow, we'll mitzvah shalom and the going to pshat of the Mishnah. All right? Shkoyach, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shkoyach. Thank you.
Shkoyach. Is the cure for Hashem.